Okay, in order to understand Mishnah, you need to know a little bit of background about avelos. So we say that when a person, Rachmana Litzlan, hears that one of their Zayin Krovim died, so if it's their father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter, or spouse, if any one of those people died, so before the body is buried, the person has the status of an onein. Once the body is buried, that's when avelos begins. And so avelos is broken up, at least the periods that we're talking about, into Shiva and into Shloshim. The Shiva, we say, is the first, the Shiva, the 7 day period after the burial, is when an Avel is usher to wash his body, it's usher for him to launder his clothing, it's usher to wear shoes, it's usher for him to do malacha, it's usher for him to greet people with shalom, it's usher to him for, to learn Torah. That's for Shiva. After Shiva is over, from Shiva, from this after 7 days until 30 days is the period of Shloshim. During the period of Shloshim, it's not as intense as the first 7 days of Avelos. During that period, up until Shloshim, he's not allowed to wear fresh clothes. He's not allowed to get a haircut, etc. So those are, when we talk about in the Mishnah, we're going to talk about something called Gezer Shiva. We're talking about the period of Shiva. When we talk about Gezer Shloshim, we're talking about the period of Shloshim during which those Yisurim are at play. Now, what's important to note is that the Gemara breaks up into three time periods. And the Gemara says that the very first 3 days are Shlosha Yomim Lebechi. There are 3 days for crying. And then, says V'Shiva Lehesped, the remaining 7 days that comprise the Shiva are for eulogy. And then the remaining days up until Shloshim are Shloshim Legiyos L'Tisporos. It's for freshly pressed clothing and for getting a haircut. And so what we see from that Gemara, that we say that the first 3 days seem to be the primary days. Those are the key 3 days for Avelos. That's the Ikar Avelos. And so now, the Mishnah says as follows. Hakover es meso shlosha yamim kodem l'regel. If a person buries his dead 3 days prior to the regel, in other words, he has observed 3 days of avelos before a yomtiv, then batla himenu gezeres shiva. Well, then that cancels shiva. That cancels gezeres shiva, which we say is shiva. What does that mean? So that means that even though this fellow has only observed, let's say, 3 days of his avelos, so yomtiv, not only does he not observe the remaining shiva days on yomtiv itself, but once yomtiv is over, he does not continue the days of shiva to observe the remaining 4 days of that shiva. Instead, though, he is going to have to observe the shloshim. Okay, so that is if he buries his dead, if he observes avelos for 3 days prior to Yom Tov. Now, Shmona, if he observes avelos for a total of 8 days, in other words, what that means is that he's observed the full shiva, and now he's started to observe the period of leading into shloshim. And he's done that before Yom Tov. So then, Batlay Menu Gezer Shloshim. So if Yom Tov comes 8 days into his Avelis, Yom Tov cancels the rest of the Shloshim period for him. And even when Yom Tov is over, he no longer has to observe the Shloshim period. Bipnei Sha'amru, because they said, the Chazal tell us, Shabbos Ola, Shabbos goes up, meaning to say, Shabbos goes up as part of the minion of Shiva. It is counted towards Shiva, meaning to say, if a person starts Avelos on a Wednesday, so we'll say Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, so now we're 3 days into Avelos, Shabbos counts as the 4th day of Avelos. Because even though he doesn't do a full-blown Avelos, but there are certain things that he does Betzina as Avelos. He's not allowed to engage in Tashmish, etc. So we say that Shabbos contributes to the days of Avelos, of Shiva, ve'enam afsekes, it would not cancel the Shiva. In other words, that after Shabbos is over, you'd be chayiv to continue the Avelos leading up to the full Shiva or the full Shloshim. Now, regalim, on the other hand, when we're dealing with a yomtiv that interrupts a period of Avelos, so we say regalim mafsikin, they cancel the Avelos. In other words, if a person started observing, as we said at the first part of the Mishnah, if a person started observing Avelos for 3 days, and then yomtiv hits, so the yomtiv cancels the remaining part of that period of that Avelos, ve'inan olin, and the days of yomtiv do not go up, do not contribute towards the 7 days of Shiva. And so, for example, if let's say the Ovel didn't observe a full 3 days, let's say he only observed 2 days before Yom Tov. So if he observed 2 days before Yom Tov, so then we would say that the Yom Tov is not going to cancel the rest of the Avelos, right? The Yom Tov only cancels the rest of the Avelos if he observed the Ikar part of the Avelos, if he observed the first 3 days of the Avelos. But if he only observed 2 days of Avelos, so after Yom Tov is over, he's going to have to complete the remaining 5 days of his Avelos. Okay, so just to speak out quickly what we said in this Mishnah, what we said is that there are two basic periods in the Avelos. There's Shiva and there's Shloshim. Shiva is a little bit more stringent than Shloshim. Shiva is the 7 days of Avelos after that are started after the body is buried. And then we have Shloshim, which is the remaining period up to the full 30 days after the body is buried. And so we say that if a person buries a Karov 3 days before Yom Tov, in other words, he has observed a full 3 days of Avelos before Yom Tov, then Yom Tov cancels the rest of the Shiva period. However, if a person observes 8 days of Avelos before Yom Tov, in other words, he has observed the full Shiva, and now 1 day of the Shloshim, so he started the Shloshim period, so then we would say that the Yom Tov cancels the remaining part of Shloshim. Then we go on to say that there's a distinction between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos, of course, comes in the middle of Avelos. So if Shabbos comes in the middle, we say that Shabbos would contribute towards the Shiva, and we said that Shabbos would not cancel anything. You'd have to continue doing the Avelos afterwards. Yom Tov, on the other hand, we say it does cancel the Avelos. If a person observed 3 days before Yom Tov, then the Yom Tov cancels the remaining part of the Shiva or the Shlosh, whatever it is. And we said that it does not contribute towards the count of Shiva. And meaning to say, if a person didn't observe 3 days, instead they only observed 2 days of Avelos before Yom Tov, so then Yom Tov is kind of like a hiccup, and they would have to observe the remaining 5 days after Yom Tov is over.